I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. I was fishing on Lake Superior with my nephews about a week ago, and we were fishing for lake trout over mud flats, and we were having very poor luck until something happened that changed it. I'll tell you what it was, but first...
You know the drill. You got a free Saturday, the boat's ready, but you're scrolling through the same tired fishing reports trying to figure out where to go. Stop guessing and start catching. OnX Fish lets you filter thousands of Midwest lakes by species, trophy potential, even keeper size, all backed by real DNR survey data. Plus, OnX Fish is brand new on Android, so no more excuses. Try free for 7 days. Download OnX Fish on the App Store or Google Play. Your next favorite lake is out there. Go find it.
I had my nephews out on Lake Superior. We were fishing around the Apostle Islands for lake trout, and we were having a tough go of it. We couldn't seem to get the bite going, but we caught a fish, a nice laker, about 25 inches, on a spoon. And when we put it into the live well, shortly after, the boys wanted to take a look at it, and it had spit up a minnow. It was about a 4-inch long smelt. I said, "Boys, that must be what they're feeding on." They started digging in my tackle box looking for something that resembled. And lucky for us, I had one in the box that matched it perfectly. It looked just like what they were feeding on. It was a long, thin Rapala that was white just like that. Smelt, little dark back on it. And they put that on one of the balls, sent it down to 100 feet. And yes, those fish liked that bait a lot. They wouldn't hit anything else. Just that one crankbait that looked just like what they were feeding on. So I guess it's true. Sometimes you just have to match the hatch. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.